while we come in this one house, and one window, and the window went from the floor up.
Now, where is that on here? Where is that window on here?
Oh, now this here. This one. Long window.
Where did this lead?
That hole went through to this, that was a bedroom there, and this one, and these were the old ones there. But this kitchen and dining room had the floor pulled out of it, and we had to wait, cook on the fireplace in there. And the windows was all out of this other part of the
house. Well, how did you get from room to room?
There was little porch that come out to it.
And did all these lead outside?
Uh-huh. That was a hole to there. And then this porch went down from there, from the kitchen and the dining doors, opened down on that porch. And we had a fireplace in either one of these corner, two fireplaces on the two front rooms.
Mm-hmm. Were there any buildings out here?
No, nothing except the barn down across the driveway back down here.
Did you do any farming?
Yeah, that's what they did. My daddy didn't farm, but there was a farmer's house that lived on this same corner back over in there that done the plowing and working down here. My daddy get on the dummy here and go to town. He was a stock dealer, horse dealer. Mm-hmm. I know one time all my grandchildren were here and some of them were all cut up. One of them said, well, what did Grandpa do? And my oldest son spoke up and said, oh, he was a horse thief. He would get a carload from Atlanta, from Kentucky, and he'd have a stable in Atlanta, and that's when he'd sell the horses. And one time, the one that he always bought the horses from, Ashken said, my brother would go up to the shop with him, the barn with him, and he didn't know one day this man that come to sell his horses. Says, have you got any girls? Oh yeah, got six. Got five. And he said, well, next load I send, I'm gonna send them a pony. Well, it liked to kill my brother because it was our horse. And we had a little car, two-wheel car. It was just a 6 months old horse. Prettiest thing, oh, we loved it. But we couldn't ride it horseback then, it was too young. But the baby, this one, we put her up on it and she'd hold, we have a side saddle. You ever seen one?
No, I don't believe so.
They didn't stride it like they do now. Yeah. They wore long skirts and the horn come this way. It sit both feet on this side. And we used to put the little ones on it and the horse, if we put the saddle on, the horse wouldn't go any further than the top of the hill and the mud hole down there. But if Mama wanted to send some of us down to the Murphy store, she or the hired man had to put that saddle on. And then that horse would go there, and we had an aunt that lived up above here. If any of us wanted to go to Aunt Maddie's, why we'd go up there. But the horse, Mama had to put the saddle on of the hired man, or it wouldn't go any further than the top of the hill. And the aunt lived up above the crossing up there, about half a mile. And if we had to go to the store, they had to take the saddle off, but that's what we played with. We'd put the baby on his hand, he'd hold the thing through the knees over there, the side saddle. And she'd hold to that. And it would go to the top of the hill down there.
Well, she's not more than 10 years old, is she?
Well, she was just, she wasn't that old then.
Really?
We'd be just a baby. Just she'd get on and the horse to take her that far.